Take a deep breath, count 1, 2, 3. A person with a TBI will never be able to change. That is one of the hardest parts of having a traumatic brain injury. The brain is a very complex organ that controls all the processes that control your body. Your motor skills, vision, breathing, temperature, thoughts, memory, and emotions. Together, your brain and your spinal cord make up your entire central nervous system. A person that acquired a brain injury struggles every day, and nobody will ever be able to understand them unless you walk in their shoes. It's very easy to judge and say to them, "Why can't you control yourself? Why do you have to yell? Why are you in a bad mood? Why are you so tired? Why do you always seem miserable?" The answer to all these questions is that they can't change. If it's hard for a caretaker, a friend, or a family member to understand them, then who can they go to? Some days may be easier than others. Not every day is going to be the same for a person with a brain injury. There might be days when they get more sleep, so they feel more rested, less confused, have more energy, feel happier, less agitated, and aggressive. I have experience dealing with my mom for many years, and it's not easy dealing with a person with a brain injury. I know very well that she will never be able to change. And as I got older, I realized that I'm the one that can help her. I'm not the one with the brain injury. I have to learn how to be better for her. A lot of people are very judgmental and might think that a person is just doing it to be mean or rude and they can change. A person that has a TBI will never change, and the people around them are the ones that have to make the adjustments so the person with the TBI can feel comfortable and have a better life. It's devastating for them to live with this. It makes it even harder if the people that surround them are not supportive and understanding. A person with a TBI can be completely fine and then all of a sudden have an emotional breakdown. Their emotions are like a light switch. The brain sends signals that are electrical or chemical to our bodies. Having a TBI can cause a disruption to the signals, causing our bodies to misinterpret information. After a brain injury, the brain forms neural pathways called neuroplasticity. This process allows damaged portions of the brain to take control by having to rewire to function in a different way than they used to before the brain injury. The brain has been studied for years, making it the most complex organ. To this day, scientists have not been able to discover all the great things that the brain is capable of doing. The cerebral cortex is the portion of the brain that is mostly impacted by a traumatic brain injury. Having a moderate to severe TBI can have a long-lasting or permanent effect. Even though a person might go through rehabilitation, they will still face lifetime challenges. The more knowledgeable we become about traumatic brain injuries, the more we can help them with their daily struggles. Learn more about Tommy Noddy. My name is Tommy, and I'm 11 years old. I'm currently in 6th grade. I spend most of my time studying, and since I was little, my passion has been medicine and learning about the human body. I always knew I wanted to be a doctor since I was a little boy. My dream is to get into an Ivy League university to become a neurosurgeon. I love to learn about the brain. The brain is such a complex organ in the human body that not even scientists understand it completely. I also want to become an advocate for people who have suffered traumatic brain injuries. They inspire me with how strong they are despite all the challenges they have to face. I love boxing and spending time with my little brothers. I'm involved in a lot of clubs at school. I love visiting museums and learning. I don't want to rush my childhood because I love being a kid, but the older I get, the closer I'm getting to achieving my dream.